What way? The Gleason way.
Hey yo. Guess what? Episode 6, 2705. Gleason Way coming your way. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Main Focus Zilla on this thing. We got a lot to talk about this week. We ain't got a lot of time to talk about it in. So what I'ma do is get straight to this show. Hit us up on the community chat lines. Hit me up in my text, in my emails. Hit us up. Let us know what you want us to do. It's 2705 Gleason Way, episode 6. Check us out. All right. It's 2705 Gleason Way, and this is January 6th. 1 year away. 1 year anniversary. 1 year remembrance of the insurrection on Washington, D.C. So, check this episode out. I know everybody remembers it, just like it was yesterday. Matter of fact, it's hard to believe that it was a year ago today where we had an attempted coup, in my opinion, of the United States. And it was orchestrated. Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. But this is an insurrection episode. So y'all tell me what y'all think about the insurrection. Tell me if you think it was an insurrection, because right now we still got people in the United States that say that, hey, this was just basically a normal tourist event. It's got a little bit out of hand. But we also got people that really did research into this ordeal and found out what it was. Found out it was planned and premeditated. And so let's get on into it. 2705 Gleason Way. Right after this commercial break.
What are you doing? You guys learned the school song yet? You better learn the school song. If not, it's 10 days of suspension for you all. Come on, let's hear it. All right, guys, let them hear it. Berkeley's way. By your side, we will stay. Berkeley's melody, Gleason melody, whatever. Oh, by your side. Wait a minute. Stop. Now, who taught you that? Huh? I know you didn't teach yourself. Mr. Gleason? Oh, yeah? We'll just see about that. The Gleason way. When it's 705, Gleason Way, private sponsor, Gleeside High. Gleeside High welcomes all students, young and old, between the grades of 9 to 12, to come and learn the Gleason Way. Here at Gleeside High, we graduate the best of students. But hell, we'll graduate your doctor, as long as you have that tuition money. Gleeside High, 2705 Gleason Way, is proud to sponsor Gleeside High.
It should be obvious to you that if anybody wanted to kill the president, he could do a beautiful job of it. Because tonight at 5 o'clock, I kill the president. 1 second after 5, there's a new president.
On January 6, 2021, a mob of supporters of President Donald Trump attacked the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. They sought to overturn his defeat in the 2020 presidential election by disrupting the joint session of Congress assembled to count electoral votes that would then formalize President-elect Joe Biden's victory.
The Capitol complex was locked down and the lawmakers and staff were evacuated while rioters assaulted law enforcement officers, vandalized property, and occupied the building for several hours. Five people died, either shortly before, during, or following the event. One was shot by Capitol Police. Another died of a drug overdose, and three more died of natural causes. Many people were injured, including 138 police officers. Four officers who responded to the attack died by suicide within the next 7 months. A year ago today has become what we know today as the insurrection. This is the insurrection episode.
If anybody wanted to kill the president, he could do a beautiful job of it. But tonight at 5 o'clock, I kill the president. 1 second after 5, there's a new president.
All right, happy new year, everybody. It's 2705 Gleason Way. Back at it again. Before we get into this insurrection talk, I just want to tell y'all a little something I thought that was kind of unique and kind of fit with the story. It's a movie I was watching on Netflix. You can go check it out. I think it's Don't Look Up. And long story short, the movie is about an asteroid, a comet. It's coming to Earth. And it's damn 5 miles. It's a big-ass asteroid. I can't remember the exact measurements. But anyway, it's coming. And these scientists finding it. The scientists in the movie, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, tried to get the word out to everybody on the planet that, hey, this asteroid is coming, so prepare. If you can't prepare, it probably can't be prepared for. But, hey, it's coming. Long story short, nobody believed him. It was a joke. And he somehow got on the news. And on the newscaster was joking and everything, thinking there's no way, you know, where we'll get past it. Or, you know, we been through trouble before. We always come out on top. So Leonardo kind of does a little soliloquy of his own for a second. And he says, if we can't look at science, and the scientists who looked through a telescope and saw that this trouble was coming and how big this trouble was and pled to the people, listen, it's coming, but we got people that don't believe it. People that, he said, basically, if we can't believe that a 5 mile rock coming to extinct the earth, to cause extinction upon the earth is a problem, how far, who are we? How far have we really evolved? You know? And I thought that to be important to this conversation about the insurrection, because we still got people that can't realize that a group of people, a mob, attacking, forcefully entering into anywhere in Washington, D.C., any of our federal buildings, is a problem. I don't know how it needs to be painted or what, just like similar to the movie. It's an asteroid coming. It's bad. There's no way around it. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. We talked about it in a previous segment, you know, just gave you the facts and the rundowns, but now we're going to get down to it and how I think this is partially affected by the Gleason Way. All right, here we go.
Weakness. You have to show strength and you have to be strong. We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore. And after this, we're going to walk down and I'll be there with you. We're going to walk down to the Capitol.
Now remember, even top Trump allies admitted in those hours after the attack that there was ultimately one person responsible for the insurrection.
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
All right, now, I hate to beat a dead horse, but we do that sometime on this show. We did it with the coronavirus, and
We're going to do it with this insurrection. Now, we're going to address the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room is we got Donald Trump. We got Trump supporters. Regardless of the creed or the color, whatever, the nationality, they supporting the belief in what the media has come to call the big lie, that there was fraud in the election, and the only way for us to right this wrong is to storm the Capitol and take back what's rightfully ours. Okay, that's one side. And the other side that we got is the side I'm more familiar with. We all witnessed prior to these events the Black Lives Matter rallies and riots, if you want to call them riots, marches, the gatherings, where we saw a different type of crowd. The crowd, regardless of nationality, creed, color, was out to protest certain injustices that were proven or were documented or had been through the legal system, and for one way or the other had been decided one way or the other. These were actual cases that were brought upon the court, and the court said, well, it should stand trial. We'll see how justice prevails. Now, whether these people agreed or disagreed was showed the way that they act during their protest. Okay. So the reason I bring up the two to compare is because with the insurrection, these people were fighting for, I can't tell you exactly what they were fighting for because I wasn't fighting for it. When I saw it, I actually smirked a little bit to see how wild and how privileged some people would act when I know I'm going to be just out with you. I'm going to be blunt. My black ass wouldn't have been out there at the Capitol trying to bust the windows when it's Capitol Police guards, Capitol Police officers, armed police officers on the other side telling me to get my black ass back before I shoot. These people felt like, hey, this is my nation. That was my president. I voted for him. Put him back in or it's finna be hell. Now, I know I might get some flack from this episode or whatever, but I'm just telling you how I feel it. And that's my position. Now, I've heard all type of conspiracy theories. I heard some people say, well, you can't fault these people because they actually thought that their president, who was still the active president at that time, because Joe Biden's hadn't been, his electoral votes hadn't been exactly counted. That's why they was storming to stop that count. So they hadn't been counted, so it wasn't official yet. So this is our last hitch effort to put Mr. Trump back where he need to be or keep him where he need to be. So that was one conspiracy I heard, that the guards were letting these guys in. They were letting them in. And I also heard on a couple of news stations that, oh, no, nothing really happened. These people came in, and if you really look at it, the news made it look bad. This was just a regular tourist event, just like any other day at the Capitol, just more people than normal, and things happen when it's more people than normal. Yeah, that's something I actually heard. But as you heard in the previous segment to this one, we already talked about 138 police officers being injured, along with swarms of other people, even the supporters being injured. We have 5 people died. For whatever reason, we know one of them was shot. If I'm not mistaken, that was the lady. She was retired military lady. She felt she was there all in her heart to support our president. So that's neither here nor there. What is here nor there is the fact that it's rules and regulations wherever you go. And the rules, especially in a federal building. You ever been inside a federal building? You go in and it looks different than most other buildings, even churches. You got your velvet ropes saying you don't go this way. You got your velvet ropes saying you don't go this way. You got your antique doors closed. And then you got your dome or your rotunda or whatever. The spaces that you're supposed to be are clearly marked. And where you're not supposed to be is clearly marked. Where these folks shouldn't have been in there at all, clearly. Those are the rules. So regardless of your political appetite, one thing that could be said, that has to be said, is that rules were broken. So whether you agree with either side, whether you agree with the speaker that was in there trying to move on, and whether you agree with Trump, who here lately, you're going to hear a lot of talk about this insurrection today. That's why I try to drop this episode around the same time, because this is, like I said, the one-year anniversary. But keep in mind this episode and watch and listen and then come back and hit us up and tell us what you think. What's your opinion? Because a lot's been come out since the day that we saw the QAnon shaman with a Viking helmet on and a Trump flag on his naked shoulders and a bear shawl. He was dressed ridiculous. I'm just picturing it in my mind. But since we saw him standing at the speaker's, Speaker Pelosi's podium, commanding the masses, saying that they basically won. We did it, guys. We're in here. But as we all know, Congress took a break. They got everything under control. And later on that same day, electoral votes were counted. And the rest is history. Joe Biden formally set in as the president. So when you hear all this stuff on the news today and on the radio, just think about it and hit us back on the Gleason Way and tell us what y'all think. Because the Gleason Way of it to me is I wouldn't have done it. And I feel like you have to have certain amount of privilege in you to feel like you can do it. And where does that privilege come from? Hey, who's to say? But what I'm saying is, with that privilege comes a, hey, I can do this, who's going to stop me attitude, you know? And that's the Gleason Way, you know? Because usually people that have that attitude feel that way for a certain reason, you know? I'm not going to say just Republicans. I'm not going to say just Democrats, because, you know, it could be skewed from left to right. Some people could have been out there independently just saying that they didn't like the way things were going and they want to join in, you know. But either way it go, it's 2705 Gleason Way, the insurrection episode. Listen, get together. It's a new year, guys. We want new change. And that's why I wanted to get this out, go ahead and put it out. And let us listen to ourselves and our brothers and sisters and see what we can do as a nation. That when we see something wrong like this happen, just like when we look in the sky and see that comet coming, we ought to be able to get on the same page at least then in turmoil to say, hey, this is bad. Let's get together and let's strive toward fixing the problem. 2705 Gleason Way.
What way? The Gleason Way.
So in this next segment, before we leave y'all this week, I wanted to pay respect to the people that we lost last year. You know, we lost a lot of people last year, a lot of notable deaths in 2021. And it's only fitting that we pay respect to them as a memorial, in memoriam, as it said. But, you know, what is the difference? In memoriam is a Latin phrase used to say in memory of or as a memorial to. You know, it's typically used in memorials to those who ever died. And in memoriam is a common epitaph that they write on gravestones and other monuments. But this right here is just a memorial, because this ain't written on nothing like that unless you look at the transcript of this episode. But these were notable deaths that we had in 2021. So we want to start by remembering Hank Aaron, Henry Lewis, a.k.a. Hank Aaron, was a Hall of Famer slugger. He had about 755 career home runs that stood for the longest as baseball's, you know, golden mark. And, you know, that was what everybody reached for, to try to get that many home runs as Henry Lewis Aaron, Hank Aaron had. He passed away last year at 86. We also had Colin Powell. Colin Powell was an American politician and diplomat, and also a United States Army officer, URA, who served as the 65th United States Secretary of State from 2001 to 2005. And he also was our first African-American Secretary of State. Rest in peace, Colin Powell. Then we got Beverly Cleary. Now, I chose to add Beverly Cleary because she was a definite influence in my educational career. Beverly Atlee Cleary was an American writer of children and youth fiction. She was the most successful author of that genre, with about 91 million copies of her books sold. And if you went to school, basically, you read some Beverly Cleary. So that was a great loss. Also, we had DMX. You know, DMX, a.k.a., well, Earl Simmons, a.k.a. DMX, was an American rapper and an actor. He began rapping in the 1990s, and he released his debut album, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, in 1998. DMX was a great loss that we also had last year, along with a lot of others that I ain't gonna go into much more detail about, but we lost Cicely Tyson and Larry King and Michael K. Williams and Bob Dole. And right at the end of the year, we lost Miss Betty White, and many others died this year. So just keep them in mind and memorial and thank those people for the things that they added in their careers to us in this past year. In memorial, or in memoriam. As said, 2705 Gleason Way. All right, guys, 2705 Gleason Way. I guess that's it for this week. I'd like to thank everybody for, you know, your continued support. And be on the lookout for bigger and better things. Next episode, we get at you. Continue to hit us on our message boxes, on our community message board, emails, on the website. and YouTube and all other platforms, iTunes, Spotify. Leave those comments, leave those ratings, and you know, it helps a great deal. So either way it goes, 2705 Gleason Way. See you later. Take care of yourself. Take care of others. One.
What way? The Gleason way.